The outbreak of monkeypox sheds light on a growing challenge in this country for health officials, the booming exotic pet market. The people who fell ill in Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois all had one thing in common. They came in close contact with a prairie dog, a rodent that's becoming increasingly popular as a household pet. Health officials believe the prairie dogs may have caught the viral disease from another increasingly popular pet, the Gambian giant pouched rat. To learn more about these exotic animals and the potential dangers they pose, we turn to Dr. Mary Pearl, Executive Director of the Wildlife Trust and co-founder of the Consortium for Conservation Medicine. She joined us from our New York bureau, and she explained exactly what a giant Gambian rat is and why people keep them as pets.
Well, I don't see why people don't enjoy their dogs and cats, but there are some people who find it prestigious or interesting to have an exotic animal. Giant rats from Gambia are rodents, and squirrels and rodents in Gambia, unfortunately, are a good reservoir for a virus known as monkeypox.
As more of these pets enter the country, are we seeing more cases where diseases are spread by pets, and not just to humans, but possibly to other animals as well?
Yes. It's not our imaginations or increased news coverage. The fact is that we have an increasing rate of emerging diseases, and it's not just in humans, it's also in wildlife. And live animal markets and the illegal pet trade are all figure into the equation. Unfortunately, so does as human travel and tourism and business travel. The fact is that we live in a global world of travelers, and the pathogens are hitching a ride.
We're also bringing more wildlife into our environments. If you visit a pet store, whether it's in an urban area or in a suburban strip mall, along with the bunnies and the cats and the puppies, you're likely to see all kinds of exotica in cages as well. What kind of oversight is there for the import of these exotic pets? Are these animals quarantined when they enter the country?
Well, unhappily, no. There are a few famous diseases that alarm agricultural interests, like foot and mouth disease, or very alarming diseases that kill everyone who gets them, like rabies. And there's good oversight for those diseases. But I have to say, for a rare disease in a small shipment of exotic animals, essentially what happens is there's a cursory glance to see if the animals look to be in good health. A problem with this is that to be a good reservoir for a nasty virus, the host does not have symptoms. So the rodents and squirrels that carry monkeypox, for example, may not look sick at all. But what happens when another naive animal gets close to it, it might well get the virus and have a violent reaction.
So if you have a situation right now where your son happens to have one of these prairie dogs or Gambian rats in a cage in his room, what do you do?
You look at that animal very carefully. If there are any symptoms of disease, you need to isolate that animal, have one person take the animal to a vet. You should take its bedding and put it in a bag and bring it with you to the veterinarian's office so it can be disposed as medical waste. This is serious, and people have to take responsibility for preventing the spread of diseases from their pets.
All right. Dr. Mary Pearl, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Mary Pearl is Executive Director of the Wildlife Trust and a co-founder of the Consortium for Conservation Medicine.